Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We're on the air.
Back. Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break.
Simple, you are an idiot.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
They are not open until Wednesday, but Ruhlman Steakhouse, a wonderful place for you to dine for lunch or dinner. Sip was there last night. You sat at the bar with Red, you said?
No, I didn't sit at the bar.
He was at the bar when you got there, though.
Red was at the bar. Hey, by the way, Red was a very good basketball player, but he transferred out of Columbus and went to Papillion when he was in 10th grade, I think. With Red, I was thinking about when I was in the bathroom just now. We would have been 7.5-point favorites over Fremont and Godowski.
I could see that. So would he have been part of the woof call? Would he have been that Fremont was working on so much?
He was a center.
Defensive expertise from coming in like that, harassing people up and down the court.
Red was a center. He was a center. We lost our center when we were like – it was devastating to Columbus when Red transferred. But whatever. No, it was good. Yeah, Ruhlman's was delivered. It's the thing about Ruhlman's is it's very clean. It's a clean environment.
That is true.
It is. It's very clean. It has a very new car feel. The wait staff is, I would say, tremendous. I mean, and it, yeah, everything was. I'll tell you what. I'm serious. The food's ridiculous. The crab rice.
Crab rice, it's something that I've never heard of.
Never heard of crab rice before.
Yeah, you know that. I didn't know.
Now check the menu out.
Let me ask you. The pilot Phil did. Did Phil hand you a special menu that nobody else got, and it had the crab rice on it?
I think
can
you
see
might
Phil
have.
Doing something. I'm like, hey, this is Sipple's menu. Give this to Steve. It's sirloin and crab rice,
and Brussels sprouts caramelized with sprouts. Some kind of the Brussels
did
sprout.
You have the dessert last night, Steve?
Yes, we did. We shared it.
The skillet?
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, it felt a little too much like a date at times, but
just got to power through and keep eating,
right,
though.
Yeah, I ate.
Just power through.
Bill has been right. I was very sort of skeptical when you were saying life-changing on the cookie skillet.
It's life-changing.
It really is. It's so good.
Yeah, I hadn't had it until
Open Wednesday.
Yeah, back open. The wait staff get some time off. They get a couple days off.
Ruhlman's is in between Omaha and Lincoln in Ashland on Highway 6. Stop by for lunch or dinner starting on Wednesday this week. Tomorrow and Wednesday are Big 12 Media Days in Frisco, Texas. Again, we just got Phil Steele's magazine. We're getting closer and closer to football. The question would be, what national angles are there with the Big 12 that are of relevance? We know there's no dominant team. There's also no really bad team in the Big 12. This has got to be the most balanced conference that exists right now in college football, because you can't say truly this team will for sure finish dead last and this team will for sure win the league. It's going to be, every week will be just chaos this year in the Big 12. Am I wrong on that?
No, you're
right. You expect
chaos
in the Big 12.
How good is a league that West Virginia's picked last?
Yeah, West Virginia's picked dead last.
By Phil Steele. Yeah.
Yeah.
By Phil.
Do you have it in front of you, Steve? Could you rattle off what they have?
Okay, I'm glad you asked. I told Jake during the break. You may not be shocked. I was shocked by his pick to win the Big 12.
If I could interject one thing before you do that, Steve. This whole thing with the Big 12 media not doing a preseason poll is horrific.
Why would you say
that? I mean, just do it. It's part of the fun. It's in July. Have your poll out there. Plus, if I'm a coach, I would absolutely hate it. Because just imagine if they didn't have it last year. We'll see what happens. Let it play out. Then Arizona State's not picked dead last. And there's no storyline throughout the whole season. Oklahoma State / Utah picked to win it. Oklahoma State picked to win it in several magazines. Didn't win a conference game. So when there's no, when they don't do their own rankings of it, it's like, this stinks.
Well,
I mean,
what if
those rankings made Arizona State coach Dillingham's his name?
Yeah.
Am I correct on
that? Yeah, Dillingham.
It made him a lot of money. A lot of money. Because of where...
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.
He was picked and what he did. What if so there's no storyline.
What if
so
I sold you this? You know the Big Ten doesn't have a media poll either, right? But they have. But they have. The Big 12 can do this. And you may, this is probably what you would say. Barry Trammell, the Tulsa World, can get together with the rest of the media and say, we're still going to do a poll. It'll be done by the Tulsa World. Cleveland, the Cleveland Plain Dealer does a poll. So there could still be a poll if the media unites like it did in the Big Ten. There is an unofficial Big Ten media poll that's really the de facto Big Ten poll. Everybody waits for it to come out. Sean votes
right before
on it.
Media days.
Yeah. Sean's one of the voters. It's kind of a big deal. I think I got kicked out of it.
Why'd you do that?
Continually late with my ballot.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So that's that. So the surprise pick, Bill. The surprise pick
from Phil Steele.
Yeah, by Phil. Phil's forecast. Baylor.
Okay.
Well, yeah, we talked about that on the show already. I said I was very high on Baylor. They returned a bunch of people, a bunch of players. Iran has, you know, kind of weathered a storm there a little bit. So I like it. I like it. But then there's a case for everybody. Yep. That's what makes it really hard. But I'm on board with Baylor.
Baylor, your reaction.
I was surprised to see that. You know, you hear Iowa State, you hear Arizona State, you hear Kansas State in that conversation.
Utah.
I haven't heard Baylor from anybody really in terms mentioned as a winner. Obviously, a good team, contender. I had not seen them as a
it's surprising. Somewhere. Jake's right. I mean, it is surprising. If someone said, who do you think Phil picked? I wouldn't have picked Baylor. I'm on board with him, but I wouldn't have felt they picked Baylor.
Utah second in Phil's forecast. Iowa State third. Arizona State fourth. Oh, tie. He does ties. Arizona State 4, Kansas State 4, and Texas Tech 4. Three-way tie.
Come on, Phil. Come on, Phil. Three-way. Don't do that.
I was going to ask you that.
Oh, God, no. We got a problem. And I messed this up bad.
When you look back at the Big Ten, they do the same thing, Steve.
Did they?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, you take a look at the numbers beside it.
Oh, you're going to kill me.
There'll be several.
You're going to kill me. Baylor is one of three teams that picked to win it.
Phil, you cannot do that. He's got a three-way tie at first.
Yes, Baylor, Utah, and Iowa State. I was looking at the listing. I didn't look at the number by it. You can't. Yeah, Phil.
That's a cop-out, Phil. We don't want cop-outs. We want an actual projected winner. The team.
Baylor, Utah, Iowa State, three-way tie for first. Arizona State, Kansas State, Texas Tech, three-way tie for fourth. Then TCU, seventh. Notable Cincinnati 9th. Notable Colorado 12th.
Travis Hunter's gone. Shadur's gone.
Right. You really can't. When I say like last year, you could make a case for as the season get going. You really can't this year. I don't believe Colorado. You could really make a case to win the league with the losses that they had. I don't see how you. And then also, I mean, I don't even know if Coach Prime has been in Colorado in the last 2 months.
He hasn't. I don't think he's been there since April, Bill.
Yeah. So with your head coach being gone and the attrition, I don't see how they could make a case. I don't see how Cincinnati can make a case to win it. West Virginia to win it, no. So like I said, it's probably about 12 teams, which is still more than anybody else as far as who could win it.
Shedeur, or excuse me, Sanders, Deion, has been in his home in Texas recovering. He's got severe health issues, age 57. Little Wayne came and visited him over the weekend. He's got some, I'm kind of prayers for Deion. He's had
absolutely
some serious.
Is that one of the top storylines?
Of the
media guy. I mean, of the media day starting tomorrow.
Yes, absolutely.
Does the Colorado Coach Prime show up?
Yes, it sounds like he's going to be there. Yeah, but that's definitely maybe the story. That might be the story.
We will have more on that the next couple days for media days in Frisco for the Big 12. When we come back, Bills Thrills and Song of the Day next, an early break in the Ticket.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.